which is also known as page 285, the second Aleph. So we're discussing the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. So last time, before Shabbos, we saw a beautiful halacha about the bracha Chonen Das. Some beautiful Mishnah Berurahs about the importance of davening for Das and Seichel. Beautiful Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tes Vav. So that brings us to Kuf Tes Zayin. So Mechaber says as follows, Refa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafe. So you know that the bracha is Refa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafe. Hashem, you should heal us and we shall be healed. So there's a whole shot by the Vilna Gaon that we say Refa'enu twice. Refa'enu v'nei Rafe, we should be healed. The Vilna Gaon says because a doctor could heal you, but it's not v'nei Rafe. It's not necessarily that you'll be permanently healed. Hashem is the only one who could permanently be merap as someone. That's the language. But what you do have to note is this bracha is based upon a pasuk. The lashon of the bracha is refa'eni Hashem ve'erafe. Refa'eni. So if you recall, we discussed this before. We saw the halacha says that you're supposed to daven in plural form, because you have the schus of the tzibur behind you. And the only problem here is that the pasuk is in singular. And Chazal, the Anshei Knesset Gadol, set the bracha based upon the pasuk, but the pasuk's in singular. So the Mechaber says, Ava gav da kasuv liyakid, a mechaber nasol l'rabim, even though when you have a pasuk that's in singular form, you cannot transpose it over to plural form. What right do you have to do that? Mishbura says, and also any other changes. Like the pasuk, how I change the pasuk, right? So I change whatever it is, right? Any other changes also. But here we're talking about a singular to plural. So even though the rule is that you're not supposed to machin also the rabbin, Hani Mili, when do we say that you can't switch something? That said, Bizman, Shah Miskavin, turn the page, Lee Cross. That's when you're reading the Pasuk. Reading the Pasuk, learning the Pasuk, can't change the Pasuk. Ava Kisha Omar so der tfila uva kasha mutter. But if you're saying a Pasuk in a way of beseeching Hashem, so then you could use the Pasuk as the basis and switch it. Again, like in this case, the plural. Rama says, "Mikomakom." However, im omer mizmor sholem, if you're saying a complete mizmor, also l'shanos melashon yachid l'rabim olahepa, you shouldn't change it at all, even though you're davening, right? You're saying tilim, right? Whatever. So you're saying tilim, and you're saying tilim for somebody who's ill, saying tilim for somebody who's Yeshua, whatever. So it's derek tefila. So based upon what the Mechaber said, so you should be able to switch it, davening. So the Ramah says, is saying that, no, that if you're saying a complete mizmor, you're saying a complete mizmor. So therefore, even though you are saying it in a tefillah, in a davening way, you shouldn't alter it in any way, shape, or form. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we shouldn't misunderstand the Ramah, that the Ramah obviously agrees, but let's say you're just saying one pasuk. You're saying one pasuk. And you're saying that one pasuk, not derech tefillah, just, I don't know, quoting a pasuk? Well, that's a whole different issue. But you're just saying a pasuk, you shouldn't alter that pasuk either. You shouldn't alter that pasuk. Here, though, the Ramah is saying, if you're saying a complete chapter of Tehillim, kapitel Tehillim, you shouldn't alter it in any way, even though you are saying it in a way of tefillah. Now, getting back to the topic at hand, and the idea of the bracha refa'enu, so the Mishnah Berurah points out a couple things. First of all, he says, we say in the bracha, rofe cholei amo Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that under the Lamed should be a tzeire called Le Amo Yisrael. I don't know. I assume that's what everybody says. The Mishmura also discusses the issue of the bracha before. Re'e be'onenu. Do you say re'na be'onenu? Do you put in the na, or do you put the, or you don't put in the na? Re'na be'onenu, or just re'e be'onenu. So the Mishabura brings down a machlokas. First he says, you shouldn't say na. Some say you shouldn't say na. He brings down the Rashal and others. Then he says, but the Magen Avraham and the Eliyarab and others say that you shouldn't change the minog. And again, we've discussed this before, that even though the Mishabura might bring down opinions that you should say this, but then there's always the backdrop that, yeah, but almost everybody says it the other way. So we've seen very often that the Mishabura says, you know, if the minog is that way, and it's very prominent that the minog is that way, so you do. So this would be an example, that even though he brought down the first opinion to say, you don't say re'e no, you just say re'e be'onyenu, but the Mishabura brings down from the Eli Rabba and the Magen Avram, that she'ein losuz min minog she'omrim re'e no. You shouldn't all go away from the minog to say no, and so therefore he brings down re'e no. Then finally for tonight, the Mishnah Brura in Gimel, getting back to the bracha of Refa'enu. So you probably know this. The Mishnah Brura says, V'yachol yispala al cholim b'Refa'enu, that you can insert in the middle of Refa'enu, you know where, to specific people who need a refua. V'yomar. And we say, Refa'na ploni ben ploni, please, Hashem, you don't say Hashem's name, but please heal person's name. You know, Ashkenazim may not say the mother's name. Refuah shleima b'sok shal kol Yisrael. And that's the nusach you say. You know, something like that is printed in almost every sitter. And then the Mishnah says something very interesting. He says, v'hani mi lishlo b'fano. When do you have to say the person's name? That's if they're not present. Avo b'fano. But if you're davening for someone who's ill, and they're there, and they're there, ain't sarf lahaskir shmo. You don't have to say the name. The person's sick. Hashem knows. You know, Hashem knows. You're saying, please heal the person. So it could be anybody. So you have to say the name. But if the person's there, so then you don't even have to say the name. This is very interesting for another reason. Very few people know that one of the most important things of the mitzvah, Bikur Cholem, is to daven for the person. So daven for the person. So therefore, again, it's brought down that really when you're at by a chol, you should daven for them. The only problem is when somebody's ill, and let's say Rachman Salman, and they're in the hospital, and you go and you daven, you know, you say a kapitel tilm right in front of them, they might get a little nervous. You can understand why. They might think, you know, like, it's sort of like a story I like to say, I'll say very quickly, that somebody once, not from Los Angeles, an air pilot. And he asked me, he wanted to quit his job because he couldn't daven chakras. So I asked him, so what's the big deal? You know, you have a co-pilot, why can't you just take a few minutes off and daven while during the flight? He said, Rabbi, let me ask you, how would you feel? You're in the plane, you're a passenger, all of a sudden the cockpit opens, the pilot comes down and starts praying. You wouldn't feel so comfortable. I think you got a good point there. So it's a sort of like in a perverse way, the same thing with somebody's ill. So therefore, we don't necessarily daven for them, even though you're supposed to. Again, it depends on the case. You should daven for them, but when you leave the room, you should daven for the person. So that would be similar to this halacha that, again, I don't know if that's considered in front or not in front, but again, you wouldn't necessarily have to say the name because they're right there, right? You're right in front of the door. So you wouldn't have to say the name. You can say kapitel tilm. But again, if the chol is not in front of you, so then you have to know the name. You should say the name. Find out the name. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll get to Berachas Hashanah about rain, not rain, all that type of stuff. If you don't have a name, so that's you know, there's a very story. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a story. It's a good story that when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zechutzagro was ill, so they told Rav Moshe that he was ill. So it was a day of laying. It was Monday or Thursday. So he said Macha Mishaberach. So they started making Mishaberach, and they said, you know, Rav Yaakov, and then the Gabbai stopped and turned to Rav Moshe and he said, no, it's Rav Yaakov's mother's name. So supposedly, Rav Moshe said, he didn't remember at the moment, so he said, Zokar Rav Yaakov Davis knows, you know, that's who. There's only one Rav Yaakov. Again, maybe that's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, you know, there is only one Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. But, you know, you're right. If you don't know the name, so you have Kavana, and But it's better, right? It's obviously better than other.